Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. So, we know the name that shall not be named, the whistleblower's name. But is he really a whistleblower? And what should be done with an active duty officer who breaks the chain of command for political reasons in order to unseat the commander-in-chief? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much, Audrey. Good to be with you.
It's always great to have you with us. And so Russia didn't work. So enter impeachment based on the testimony of a so-called whistleblower. Tom, let's begin with this. Won't you tell everyone the name of the whistleblower? I'm going to make trouble here.
Yes, Eric Charmella. That's C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-A. He's a Democratic operative. He was in the Obama administration, worked for Vice President Biden, for John Brennan, and a host of other people. He was kicked out off the White House staff by President Donald Trump in 2017 for leaking negative stories about President Trump. He is behind this fake story that they have compiled, contrived, orchestrated, organized, and why is he behind that? Well, it was done immediately after the Mueller testimony failed, and Charmella leaked it. Now, how did Charmella get the information? Because he was not on the call. Well, surprise, Audrey. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman happened to be on the call and happened to leak the information to Eric Charmella. So Charmella goes to, of all people, can you imagine, he goes to Pencil Neck Chef. Why would he go to Pencil Neck Chef? Well, they have been behind this Russian hoax and now this new one on Ukraine since the very beginning. Now, he originally reported that he did not have firsthand information. And unfortunately, the Director of National Intelligence and his Inspector General changed the rules around then. So, and the DNI IG Inspector General happened to be in the Obama Justice Department.
What a surprise.
Surprise. My goodness. Once we start peeling all this back, Audrey, we find we're looking at all these Obama holdovers or move-arounds that are trying to set a trap for President Trump and his administration. So this is the way the story unfolds. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who is being credited for a decorated war hero, et cetera, who was reprimanded under the Obama administration by an Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, the way he was in a Russian war game, he was bad-mouthing the United States. So this lieutenant colonel reprimanded him after he listened to what he was telling the Russians. So here's the way the game is played. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was listening, he lets his buddy Charmella, who has now moved back to the CIA, and why the CIA even let him come back, they should have fired him, but he has moved back to the CIA, and his buddy, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, lets him know about the conversation on the 25th of July between the Ukrainian president as well as President Trump.
Right.
So Charmella immediately goes to the Schiff staff, who by now has two former NSC staff members that were part of the Obama administration that were holdovers, and then immediately hired by the Schiff staff a year later. So Charmella goes to that staff, lets them know what his, quote, concern is, and why is he concerned about Vice President Biden and his son, who was making upwards of $80,000 a month being on a board in the Ukraine of a gas company. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, the president had put Rudy Giuliani, because he's part of his overall task force to defend himself against the Russian hoax, as well as what Secretary Barr and John Durham are investigating. Durham is investigating a criminal case.
Right.
And that means the Russian hoax, where we all know from the Peter Strzok and Lisa Page text messages, John Brennan, the DNI, John Brennan was the CIA director,
right,
and the DNI was Jim Clapper, where they conspired to create this hoax by providing a false narrative that they got the Brits, the Italians, and the Australians to submit intel information indicating that President Trump, or that case it was a nominee, was involved with Mr. Putin.
Right.
Lo and behold, those people, after 2.5 year investigation by Robert Mueller, came up with nothing. But look, they do not give up, Audrey.
Yeah.
And so they've got these other moles that are planted, and the Schiff staff tells them, well, let's use the Whistleblower Act. And so he applies for the Whistleblower Act, and here's where I fault the DODIG, because he changed it from doing what he was doing, where you had to have someone who was on the phone call be available to do it. They changed the rules, and so they would take hearsay information.
Right.
And with that, Eric Charmella becomes, quote, an official whistleblower, and then this starts leaking out, and then it's broken, of course, by who?
Hmm.
Adam Schiff's crowd breaks it, because they now are in control. And so they start this Russian, no longer Russian, the Ukrainian effort to impeach the president for initially quid pro quo. Now, why was President Trump interested in the quid pro quo? Well, because the initial Russian hoax came through the Ukraine from Russia.
Right.
Surprise. Now we see all these breadcrumbs that they had laid out, being laid out in front of those of us that are familiar with the deep state and those of us that understand how that bureaucracy works. I was in two administrations between when Jimmy Carter replaced Ronald Reagan, no, Gerald Ford, excuse me. And then when Bill Clinton replaced Bush 41. So I was in the Air Staff and in the Office of the Secretary of Defense on one of them, and the Air Staff, the number three man in the Air Staff, when the second one happened, and helped in the coordination, et cetera. So I'm intimately familiar how these things work. And that's why I'm able to lay out for your listeners the exact patterns of behavior that the quote, so-called whistleblower, Eric Charmella, who is not a whistleblower, he is in fact a leaker,
right,
and should so be tried in front of a court of law by the Attorney General, as should Colonel Vindman.
Right.
I have never seen
yeah.
a military officer do what Colonel Vindman did. And what did he do? Well, he went to the NSC legal counsel and filed a complaint that he thought something was left out. And they want to continue to make this issue, that the issue is Trump trying to get dirt on Biden for the 2020 election. No, President Trump wants to get the facts on what Biden and his son Hunter Biden were doing in the Ukraine that had an impact on the Russian hoax. This is where the seeds were laid down by the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton. They paid for the Russian, Hillary paid for the Russian dossier. And this will come out very shortly in Durham's report, and as well as the Department of Justice IG report that is supposed to be out next week. But they keep delaying it, which is very bothersome. Yeah. Why has that report been delayed, Audrey? Is the deep state fussing over certain things so they can let this second effort or third effort to get the president on an impeachment so it can develop? I think so. I'm very, very concerned about it. And if I was Attorney General Barr, I'd say release it tomorrow, the same day that the hearing goes on the Hill about the Ukraine. I would release the Russian hoax, and I would release the names of the people who are going to be brought in front of a grand jury. And that could go all the way up to President Obama himself, because he had to approve what John Brennan and Jim Clapper were doing.
Of course.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk for a second here, just go back to Vindman. He obviously broke the chain of command, which I should think there would be repercussions for that. But according to the Center for Security Policy, Vindman allegedly has a history of ridiculing America in front of Russian military officers. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen born in, get this, the Ukraine. He made fun of his adoptive nation, which is America, to Russian Army officers in 2013. And this is according to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Jim Hickman. He also didn't like the president's policy concerning Ukraine and told the Ukrainian government to ignore the president. Shouldn't there be some kind of punishment for this man's behavior? I mean, how is he protected?
Well, I think that once the effort is exposed, and how will it be exposed? Well, Eric Chermela, the whistleblowers, so-called whistleblowers, should be exposed. And most people, if they've got a brain, have seen it on, yet Fox News, of all people, will not expose the name, although it was exposed briefly on Fox News by accident or on the Sunday show. But I do not know why Fox is hiding, and I know why the mainstream media is because ABC, MSNBC, NBC, all of them know, CBS, all of them know, once Charmella's name is exposed publicly by the networks, and everybody looks at what his background was and how he was fired out of the NSC, they know that he's a Democratic operative.
Yeah.
And so once that is exposed, this whole thing just collapses. And that's why Adam Schiff, who was saying when he initially got it that they were going to have him testify, all of a sudden, Adam Schiff has changed his mind. He does not want the so-called whistleblower.
Yeah, yeah.
To testify. I wonder why, Audrey. Why wouldn't he want his number one source to testify?
And
he can tell him all the things that he did on the Obama administration.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. And he's even gone as far as saying that the whistleblowers doesn't really matter to the impeachment inquiry. Isn't this all about the whistleblower?
Precisely. And that's why it's absolutely unbelievable. If we got into the testimony that's going to start tomorrow and the people that are going to testify, it's all he said, she said, you said, and it'll confuse you. There's so many different people that have their views that never heard what the president said. And I think that's very important that people understand. But to really understand it, you've got to know about Eric Tremella and him being a Democratic operative. He's not a whistleblower. They're not afraid of his life, for his life.
Right.
That's insane. This guy, guy's got more people protecting him.
Yeah.
All they're trying to do is to protect their source because they know it will not stand the sniff test of the American people.
Of course.
And once the American people understand that this was another organized hit job on President Trump, then they're going to have a very difficult time because President Trump's going to be able to say, you see, you let the Democrats back into office to hold the House, and look, they don't vote on any bills. They're not helping you do anything. All the things that we need to do, they're spending all their time on concocting impeachment efforts against me. How could you ever let them be in the White House again?
Sure.
All they'll do is concoct more things. And the president's right. No American president should ever have to go through this again.
No.
And look at all the things that this president has accomplished. It's amazing.
Isn't it?
And then it comes out with Nikki Haley, I'm digressing a bit, talking about the former Secretary of State and the Chief of Staff, the White House, trying to tell her, back off, you know, don't recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Don't give munitions that can respond against the Russians in the Ukraine. Don't get out of the Paris climate accords. Mm-hmm. Don't cancel the Russian nuclear agreement. All these things that Trump said he was going to do and did, but he got in and he found out the bureaucracy for saying don't do that. That is insane, Audrey. And so not only did he have Democrats to fight, he's got Republicans in name only,
yeah,
that rhinos that want to keep it the way it was going, the swamp.
Yeah.
So all I can say is no president has done what Donald Trump has done with all the headwinds that he has had from his own party as well as from the Democrats.
Yes.
And by the way, no person could have withstood what he's done. And he will withstand this again, because once the mainstream media is forced to admit who Eric Tremella is and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman are, they are going to see that this was all concocted by in-house operatives that were moles, if you will, that were still in the government left over from the Obama administration.
Yeah, yeah. And what did you think of the tweets from Charmella's lawyer? I don't know if it's pronounced Zed, Mark Zed, from January 2017, where he said, this is January 2017. He said, coup has started. As one falls, two more will take their place. Hashtag rebellion, hashtag impeachment. That's back in 2017. Isn't this further proof that this is all planned?
Yes, he laid out the blueprint in a tweet.
Yes.
Why he did that is insane again, but that's how cocky they are and how confident they are that they have mainstream media. Yeah. Now, when Durham has filed his report, and his report, of course, will have different people and will have to go to a court, all these things will start to lay out and be clear and succinct, starting with, really, we talked about the tweets between the lovers, and when we look at all the different people that have been laying out, and now you see this tweet that Zed put out in July of 2017. All this is laid out in a time frame, and you look at it, and it's not going to pass the American sniff test. They know what Donald Trump has done. They wanted a disruptor when they elected him, and he has disrupted the system. And the system does not want him to disrupt it so much that they find out all the things that they have done. And the challenges like Obama giving $150 billion to the Iranian government. Now they're developing nuclear weapons. Please, this is high treason against the United States. And that's why they're going after President Trump.
Yeah.
President Trump is exposing all this. And the reason that this latest impeachment on Ukraine is coming and why they're so terrified about Biden's name coming up, because he's the only one that they've got half a chance of running. The rest of them are all communists.
Yes.
They're not socialists. They're communists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Foreign.
Oh, yeah.
Look, they are all communists.
They're all communists.
And so the fact is that they've got to try to save Biden, and they know. But even if they did, you see, if they could impeach him or put enough dirt on him, that Biden could win. But that's not going to work. It's going to fail, just like the Russian hoax failed. That was even more difficult because it was the inside people like Mueller, Rosenstein, and all this that helped concoct that. Comey, every one of them, which is high treason, and it should be tried for such. And we'll see what Attorney General Barr person John Durham comes up with. He's already said he's in a criminal investigation.
Right.
So I think we're hoping that he will put sunshine on this problem, and those people will be so tried. So, Audrey, that never again does an administration try to politicize the intelligence community to go against the party that is out of office to try to stop them from being elected.
Yeah, yeah. We have to stop this here. It has to stop here, because if it doesn't, that's the end of this country, isn't it?
That's the end of this country, Audrey.
Yeah.
We're finished.
And it would break my heart. I have to bring up Vindman again, because I want to see him punished. I mean, I'm sorry. He's active duty, and he breaks the chain of command to try to unseat the commander in chief. Shouldn't he be stripped of everything? Shouldn't he be thrown? I just as a citizen, ignorant of the UCMJ, I want to know what can be done to this guy, and why hasn't it been done by his superiors yet?
Well, you're exactly right. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, new chairman, General Milley, was asked about that this weekend on one of the Sunday shows. And he wisely said, well, I do not comment on active investigations,
right,
which was the right way for him to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But in my particular case, he did violate the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and he should be so tried. But we've got to let it play out.
Right.
And then he's got to be charged of, did he talk to anybody, i.e. did he talk to Eric Tremello? And you probably find out that maybe someone did tape him on his phone call or emails and his communications with Tremello.
Right.
But the easiest thing to do is to ask him. If he says no, then you start querying and other people, because Tremello has got to be taken away from this whistleblower.
Yeah. Yeah.
He created this problem. He wasn't part of it, and the people that supported him. Unfortunately, the Intel Inspector General, DNI Inspector General, Michael Atkinson,
right,
I think made a fundamental mistake. He has got to be looked at, just like Rosenstein. These got to be looked at. All these people that were in instrumental positions that made these statements and supported them when they should have, even though the DNI IG, Atkinson, said that he had political, he did point out he had political bias to it.
Hmm.
That must explain, and why didn't you look at that instead of changing your regulation?
Right, right.
See, that should never have gotten through. And the DNI, who's acting, retired vice admiral, should never have let this go through.
Yeah. Do you think that Durham's up to the job? Because I understand he's very serious at his work, but do you think he's up to the job?
Well, I don't know him. I think he is, and I think he was appointed by Attorney General Barr, who I think is up to the job, because he is the one man he felt that could take this to fruition. Now, this is a very nasty thing.
Yeah.
Because it does reach into the Oval Office.
Yeah.
As we've talked about in your show before, Valerie Jarrett lives with President Obama in Kalorama in Washington, D.C. President Obama is the first president to stay in the Washington, D.C. area since George Washington. Of course, George stayed here because he had Mount Vernon. But Obama never did. Why did he? Well, he wanted to stay where it was close to the information and could run it. And Valerie Jarrett has got fingerprints all over this.
Yeah.
She has to be with them because they couldn't take a chance of somebody getting into their communications network just like they did.
Hmm.
They know all the dirty tricks.
Oh, sure they do. They're experts at this by now. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS?
Well, it's on Citizens Commission on National Security.org. Go to that webpage. And for instance, this program will be on that. And all the work and programs I do, I put on the Citizens Commission on National Security.org. I put it on their webpage, Audrey.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find the links that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.